One of the most mysterious books you've ever read is the Book of Revelation in your Bible. This book features the famous four horsemen of the apocalypse and other puzzling symbols and secrets. What most people do not realize is that the Book of Revelation reveals the future of the world in the 21st century. You need to know the secrets and the predictions of Revelation and your own future. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in Tomorrow's World. This week, Richard Ames explores Secrets of Revelation. And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. The Book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is a mystery to most people. It features symbols and secrets that few seem to understand. The Book of Revelation is the last book in your Bible. It was inspired by the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. He wants us to understand this book. If you have a Bible, turn to Revelation, the first chapter, Revelation 1 and verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Jesus states that we should know things that must shortly come to pass. Now notice this blessing pronounced on those who seriously study this book of Revelation. Verse 3. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Yes, my friends, God pronounces a blessing on those who read this book and apply its message. Around 95 AD, at the end of the first century, God told the Apostle John to write down in this book the inspired words of God. John was exiled to the island of Patmos off the southwest coast of Turkey in the Aegean Sea. The island was used as a Roman penal colony in the first century. John writes in Revelation 1 and verse 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John sent this revelation, this message, to the seven churches in Asia Minor. That's in chapters 2 and 3. The seven churches were on a mail route. So John's messages were communicated to them. One can tour archaeological sites in these cities in western Turkey. The spiritual condition of these seven churches has been reflected in the true Church of God through various eras during the past 1900 years. Each of us needs to examine his spiritual condition with respect to each church message. Notice what Jesus says after evaluating each of the seven churches. Take Revelation 2, verse 11, for example. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Seven times in these two chapters, Christ admonishes us to hear these messages. We need to apply them in our own lives. Analyze your spiritual condition with respect to each of these messages. And if you find a similar weakness, apply Christ's solution. In chapter 4, the Apostle John records his vision of heaven. He sees the very throne room of God Almighty with a rainbow about the throne. John also describes various created spirit beings. Revelation 4 and verse 6. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. How awesome it is, and how inspiring it is, that God Almighty would describe to us His very heavenly throne. Do most of us envision this throne when we pray? Remember that Christ is at the right hand of the Father, as it tells us in several places. Hebrews 10 and verse 12, for example, tells us, "But this man," speaking of Christ, "after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God." Read Hebrews 12, verse 2 as well. My friends, let's understand. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. He's at the right hand of God to plead our case. He knows what it's like to be human. He knows what it's like to be tempted. Hebrews 4, verse 14. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." We have an intercessor, a great high priest in heaven, at the throne of grace for us. Come humbly and yet boldly to God's throne to obtain mercy and grace in time of need. You can pray directly to God in heaven. Reread chapter 4 of Revelation and meditate on the majesty and the glory of God's throne. In chapter 5, the Apostle John sees in vision a scroll sealed with seven seals. In the first century A.D., manuscripts were written on a long strip of papyrus or parchment, and they were kept rolled up. John writes in Revelation 5 and verse 1, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?'" John weeps much because there's no one worthy to open the scroll until the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, begins to open the seals. God reveals our awesome future in verses 9 and 10 when God tells us through the new song that is sung, Revelation 5, verse 9, "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you, that is Jesus Christ, you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.'" Yes, faithful saints, genuine Christians, will inherit the earth as immortalized, glorified children of God. And they shall rule with Christ 1,000 years as kings and priests. You can read more about that in Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6. God reveals to us an awesome and glorious future. You don't want to miss out on that. Chapter 5 concludes with the heavenly host praising the Lamb, Jesus Christ, who was slain for us so that we can be forgiven of our sins. Chapter 6 reveals amazing events that lie just ahead of us. As Jesus loosens each seal from the scroll, the Apostle John sees in vision four horses and their riders. Revelation 6 and verse 2. "And I looked, and behold, a white horse. He who sat on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him. And he went out conquering and to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature saying, 'Come and see.' Another horse, fiery red, went out. And it was granted to the one who sat on it to take peace from the earth, and that people should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, 'Come and see.' So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius. Do not harm the oil and the wine.' When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature saying, 'Come and see.' So I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat on it was Death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger, with death, and by the beasts of the earth." What do these four horses and their riders symbolize? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, to help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this free, exciting booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, is a mystery to most people. But you can understand its secrets and its symbols. There are keys that unlock the mystery of Revelation. This booklet gives you those keys to the secrets of the apocalypse. You need to understand the sequence of prophetic events. This booklet also includes a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls, or the seven last plagues. The book of Revelation reveals your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we discuss the inspiring outline and meaning of the first five chapters of Revelation. How awesome it is that God would reveal to us the glory and majesty of His throne in heaven. And the wonderful truth is that God as our Father wants us to come boldly before that throne in prayer. He wants a relationship with us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And He wants us to understand the glorious future that He has in store for His children. Now turn in your Bible to Revelation, the 8th chapter. Here the seventh seal is open, and we find that the seventh seal of Revelation, the day of the Lord, comprises seven trumpet judgments or plagues. Revelation 8 and verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. The trumpets give us warning. They announce seven plagues or judgments. Let's understand. The seven seals reveal end-time trends and events. The seventh seal represents the year-long day of the Lord, and the seventh seal consists of seven trumpet judgments during the year-long day of the Lord. As we'll see later, the seventh trumpet itself consists of the seven last plagues mentioned in Revelation 15:1. Now, as you read through chapter 8, you'll notice that there's great ecological devastation all over the earth. There are earthquakes. Vast areas of vegetation are burned up. A third of all sea life dies. Water sources are poisoned. The heavens are darkened. The last three trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. Revelation 8 and verse 13. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." The first woe, or the fifth trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The fifth angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. The second woe, or the sixth trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horses and horsemen. Here we see an intense military counterattack, Revelation 9 and verse 12. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire, and the smoke, and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. My friends, this is describing world war, and this phase of World War III will kill billions of humans. Yes, Jesus said that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Then the seventh trumpet sounds. For Christians, the sounding of the seventh trumpet is good news because it announces the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the return of Jesus Christ. We all need to be preparing for that time. Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." This will be an awesome event. My friends, throughout history, the world has been waiting for this great event. We need Christ's return to this earth. Human governments and human effort have not brought the world lasting peace. Less than 60 years ago, mankind exploded the first nuclear bombs over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. For the first time in history, mankind could annihilate itself in a matter of minutes. Complete cosmicide became a very real danger. As most of you know, nuclear war still threatens us in the 21st century. We need Christ to return to bring peace, justice, and God's way to mankind. The good news is that the one-year period of time called the Day of the Lord culminates in the announcement that Christ is taking over all the kingdoms and taking over all the governments of this world. That's the good news we're all looking forward to hearing. But the seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it also signals the seven last plagues. This is an intense fulfillment of the day of God's wrath and judgment on rebellious nations. Revelation 15 and verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. As we saw earlier, the seven seals reveal end-time trends and events. The seventh seal represents the year-long day of the Lord, and the seventh seal consists of seven trumpet judgments during the year-long day of the Lord. Then the seventh trumpet itself consists of the seven last plagues mentioned in Revelation 15:1. There are three prophetic milestones leading up to Christ's return. They are, number one, the Great Tribulation, two, the heavenly signs, and three, the Day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the Day of the Lord. Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4 show that the Day of the Lord, an end-time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. The book of Revelation reveals four ongoing events that continue for 3.5 years. Let's take a look at this chart. The first prophetic event is revealed in Revelation 11. The Apostle John was given a vision of the temple in Jerusalem. He writes in Revelation 11 and verse 1, "Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood saying, 'Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months. The first event in our chart is Jerusalem is trodden down for 42 months. Remember that the gospel writer Luke describes the takeover of Jerusalem in Luke 21, verses 20 through 24. The second event in our chart is revealed in Revelation 11 and verse 3. "And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth." God will witness to the world through these two prophets for about 3.5 years. Notice the power that God gives them. Revelation 11, verse 4. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven, so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. The second event in our chart is the two witnesses. They witness and prophesy for 1,260 days. Notice that right after their death and resurrection, the seventh trumpet sounds announcing the rulership of Christ over all the kingdoms of this world. That's in verse 15, as we read previously. We'll cover the last two events on our chart in the final part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting free booklet that will open your eyes to the book of Revelation. It's titled Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. The apocalypse is rich with symbols. Revelation 13 describes a beast with seven heads and ten horns. Revelation 17:3 describes a woman riding the beast. The Apostle John writes, "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Who are they, and what do they symbolize?" This free booklet will give you the answer. You need to know the secrets and symbols of Revelation. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy, Revelation, the Mystery Unveiled. This booklet also includes a chart showing the relationship of the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven bowls, or the seven last plagues. This booklet will help you in the study of Bible prophecy. Just ask for the booklet on Revelation.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've just seen two of the end time events leading up to Christ's return. Jerusalem is trodden down for 42 months. The two witnesses prophesy for 1,260 days, followed by the seventh trumpet. The third event on our chart is revealed in Revelation 12, verse 14. Instead of a rapture, as so many falsely believe, God takes his church to a place in the wilderness, not to heaven, as so many believe. As you'll come to understand biblical symbolism, a woman is symbolic of the church. Read Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 32, for example. Revelation 12, verse 13. "Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. But the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent." The third event on our chart is the church in the wilderness for 3 1/2 times. In biblical language, a time is a year. Times is 2 years. So the total time that the woman or the church is in the wilderness is 3 1/2 years. Notice the characteristics of the true church here in verse 17. "And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Frankly, my friends, those who teach that the commandments of God are done away are not a part of the true church, according to your Bible. What else happens over this period of 3 1/2 years leading up to the second coming of Christ? Turn in your Bible to Revelation 13, verse 1. The Apostle John writes what he sees in vision. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. As we pointed out on previous programs, this beast represents the end-time revival of the Roman Empire. A great colossus is even now growing and uniting in Europe. Today's free booklet will give you more understanding of this mysterious beast. Notice that this beast power continues for 42 prophetic months. In its first fulfillment, it occurred historically from 544 to 1814 AD. This beast has persecuted true Christians and will again persecute true Christians, called here in Revelation the saints. Revelation 13 and verse 3. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. The fourth event on our chart is that the beast continues in its second fulfillment for 42 months. My friends, you need to watch events in Europe. You'll eventually see a new superpower that will rival the United States and eventually surpass the United States. On today's program, we briefly discussed the secrets of Revelation. And you need to read the book of Revelation from beginning to end. And you need to pray for God's kingdom to come. You need to be alert. Jesus warns us here in the next to last verse in the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 20. He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly. The Apostle John responds, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I hope, my friends, you're looking forward to that day, and that you, along with the Apostle John, can say, Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You need to be ready for the future, so be sure to request our free booklet on the book of Revelation. You need to understand the secrets and symbols of this book. So be sure to call or write for the free booklets and tapes we offer on this program, and keep watching. Roderick Meredith, John O'Gwynn, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week, right here, at the same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. Produced by the Living Church of God.